Track 7. Rowan Mantell, in her Talk of the County this month, is tempted to keep quiet about Norfolk's best bits.
5 foodie hotspots, 6 glorious gardens, 7 secret beaches, 9 Norfolk gems, 100 hidden historic sites, 1 million must-see Instatastic viewpoints. Sometimes it seems there is not a world or Norfolk enough or time to eat, see, visit, watch, share and photograph everything. I love a good list and will hungrily scan roundups of stunning coastal restaurants, best box sets to binge or do before I die, possibly very shortly before I die, activities to try. But I also scan those lists in fear, worried that my absolute favourite tucked away places will feature. Some say it's good to share, but there are reasons to keep quiet too. Some of those reasons are a tad selfish. If I chance upon a remote patch of paradise, I'm more inclined to keep stum than share. Selfish? Yes. Although there are also altruistic reasons for staying quiet. Idyllic islands of perfect peace can be fragile. Encouraging the world, his wife and their follow-hungry influencer kids to visit could destroy the very pristine tranquility, wonderful wildlife and rare habitats that they've come to gawp at. Note, I am marvelling, they are gawping. I have to admit, I am guilty of following the mass tourism trail around Europe, including cities such as Venice, drowning in visitors quicker than it's sinking into the lagoon. The rumble of wheeled cases louder than the song of gondoliers, cruise ships looming higher than the Campanile. However, Venice has probably not been a secret since its days as a 5th-century fishing hamlet hidden in a lagoon. Many hundreds of years ago, Marjorie Kemp of King's Lynn spent several weeks touring Venice on her way from Norfolk to the Holy Land. At the time, King's Lynn, or Bishop's Lynn, as it was until 1537, was also a hugely important place, its ships sailing to ports across the Western world. It's not exactly hidden now, but if I was putting together a list of hidden gems of Norfolk, I might include it because, despite the splendour of its history, architecture, festivals and theatres, it floats slightly under the tourism radar. And that is even with the main road entrance to the town being through a magnificent 15th century portcullis gate. Lynn also has one of the grandest squares in England, a riverbank lined with beautifully restored historic warehouses, impressive medieval churches and rich merchants' houses, ancient cobbled lanes and that phenomenal flintwork of one of its 2 guild halls. And the other is the oldest and largest complete medieval guild hall in England and the only theatre in the world which can claim Shakespeare performed there. Another of my hidden-in-plain-sight gems would be Great Yarmouth. Everyone's heard of it. Thousands throng the seafront on a busy day. There are rides, amusements and entertainments galore, and it even mentions how great it is in its name. And yet, even on a warm day, there is plenty of space and some of the finest golden sand in the country. Or walk up beyond the wonderfully restored Venetian water gardens and you find yourself almost alone in the North Deans. The Venetian water gardens are not quite Venice, but are easier to reach this summer. Likewise, the Roman treasure on show in Thetford's fascinating ancient house museum until January. Not quite Rome, but closer to home. So, still keeping peaceful swim spots and woodland glades as hidden as possible. How about seeking out any number of must-see Norfolk marvels, which are not so much undiscovered as overlooked?